Watch out, nephew. Put some money on it.
We call them boppers.
That they play at Firefest.
They look like they're spooning.
Have you ever been to Casa Bonita?
Enter the D.
Shout out to the commissioner.
I think his name's pronounced Finkel.
Why am I not part of the beautiful people?
This is the first dick pic.
Chug beer out of that fucker. That's an achy breaky moly.
I mean, I'm a little disappointed in a dick in the wolf's mouth.
Sorry.
Shoot over the barn door if she's running dicks.
Let's go milk some goats.
That's like skating on America's
Day. You need some ass in there.
The fat guy in the ripped abs shirt.
We are definitely the number one dick run podcast, except for one problem. No OJ.
What up, foppers? It's I, the commish, coming at you live with a special edition Sunday episode because Cam's got to go out of town. With me, as always, is Cam.
Sunday.
Busy man.
What's up, commish?
Luckily, there's a lot of fun stuff that happened in between today and Wednesday.
Yeah,
so we're good.
Keep it happening.
Yeah, hopefully this podcast will be a little evergreen, although I wonder, because like I mentioned, my brother's listening, but he wants to like listen to the whole thing like as a serial, and I'm like, dude, first of all, the first five episodes, the audio is just all over the place.
Kind of garbage.
Now it's silky smooth. What up, Nichols?
Yo.
Yeah, he's one of your opponents in our NHL bracket, which we will get to in a minute, but first...
Bracket me.
Let's talk a different, more famous bracket.
Oh, yeah, that one with the ball that goes in the hoop.
I think it's brown ball is what it's
brown
technically
ball?
Called. Yeah, that's amazingly accidentally racist.
Oh, yeah. Well,
whoops. Anyway.
Orange skit ball?
Yeah, so Texas Tech Red Raiders and the UVA Cavaliers are going to the NCAA final. So two versions of the same guy. Logo wise.
We got like a, well, one's like a Three Musketeer.
Yes, that's
which
true.
I was listening to one of our other podcasts, and that's a reference we've made a few times.
Oh,
and
yeah?
And then, what's it, Yosemite Sam? Yosemite Sam?
Yeah, so it's Yosemite Sam versus D'Artagnan.
D'Artagnan, I like it.
Virginian D'Artagnan. And
let me touch your Virginia D'Artagnan.
Yeah, well, and you know what I like to do, Cam.
Oh, yes. Fapania.
So Fapina?
Fopina.
Fop in ya?
Ooh, fop up in ya.
Yeah. It's not my best work. It looks a little weird. But for
the,
our...
The goatee thing, you know, the little chin muff really fucks it up.
Yeah, I'll fix it. I'll make it better. But for our listeners, I made a old school UVA logo because the new one's just sabers crossed with a V.
Okay.
Not that interesting.
You could have put it under the cat head.
Well, yeah, but then it would have just been what I did with the Sabres logo.
Yeah, true.
Not that much creativity. However, I am pretty proud of my Yosemite Sam cat.
Dude, that is sick.
Yeah, I think I'm going to add ears to him, though. I got to be honest, I threw these together this morning when I realized we had to do a podcast today.
It's all my fault, don't worry.
Yeah, no worries. So those are in the mix, as always. Some funny news.
I'm always game for funny news.
Yeah, so
laughing.
This is actually from January, I guess, the article.
That was a month once.
Yeah, it was. And let's see here.
What are we pulling up here?
There we go.
Ooh, look at that man's
tattooed
arm.
This is from the Premier League.
Okay.
So
football.
Football.
OG football.
Yeah. So this man right here, Shane Duffy, was revealed.
So he's from Pakistan?
What?
With a name like Shane Duffy.
I mean, he's from the Republic of Ireland, Cameron.
Oh, I'm easily confused.
From Pakistan. All right. I'm not even sure I'm getting any reference there. Anywho,
reference. I'm just being an asshole.
We talk about my superstitions, and unfortunately, I didn't crunch the numbers to find out what is my luckiest Caps attire.
Can't you just, like, pull your spreadsheet out?
Yeah, it's a little more complicated because I did it, like, by month. And it's just not an exact science, so I have to do some counting on that. But
we can make some pivot tables and all kinds of fun stuff. Some
messengers. Yeah.
I'll help you.
Yeah, for maybe just to figure this one out. But anywho, speaking of superstition, this guy's got a strange one. He picks a lucky toilet every time he's away.
Oh,
and he only uses that toilet, and will kick guys out of it. So Shane
like
Duff
mid shit.
Well,
he's like, get out of here. I don't care if you shit on the seat.
It's for the good of the team. So he picks a cubicle, which is like a stall, when he arrives at an away team dressing room and then religiously ensures he's the only, he only uses that one for the rest of the day.
That's so his poopicle.
So even if there's no one else in the bathroom, he'll kick him out. And it says he started a couple years ago. I had to pick a lucky away toilet at games.
What's his name? Larry Walker? He was a Colorado Rocky player for years. He had a weird... His number was 33, and he always used, like, the third urinal or the third stall. Like, if there was three of anything, he'd always use the third one. So he had a weird superstition like that. I mean, that's sports. We should just do a whole thing.
We will. If we ever have a Friday the 13th episode, maybe that's when to do it.
Dun, dun, dun.
Right? So
superstitions.
Keep that on your mind when you're looking at a calendar, people.
Ooh, active wear.
And so
dude, that chick's just jumping, changing.
Oh, God, this site is the worst, dude. Yeah. It crashed my browser twice, so I better get off it.
All right,
it.
Yeah, get off.
He said he basically acknowledges of how weird it is, but I thought that was pretty funny. We haven't had just a straight up funny news in a while.
No, it's been pretty docile news cycle lately.
Yeah,
you know, no crazy guys beating their wives or,
right,
you know, drinking and driving.
Well,
or,
it's because NFL season isn't in.
Well, yeah, and it's probably actually happening. We're just not hearing about it.
Yeah, it's not gonna come up until there's a suspension involved or something along that sort.
Oh,
but
I can't wait.
I mean, I really hope that murders and wife battery does not happen. But yeah, I mean,
it's the NFL, dude. It's
gonna
happen.
The wacky stories will come in.
Wacky.
Speaking of football, U.S. women's national team was in town, and unfortunately, we didn't go to the game. Cam had to do his emergency trip this weekend, and I just wasn't on the ball, so it didn't go. But they did beat Australia,
yeah,
I believe 4-1. So,
this had to work. Australia coming to Colorado.
Oh right, yeah.
The altitude and then that flight. Ooh.
Yeah, I mean, that's probably rough. I imagine they were here early. But
I'd hope so.
So that's interesting. In other news, NHL had its last regular season game last night on Saturday the 6th, for those of you listening to this later. April 6th, for those of you listening to it even later than those people listening to it later.
2019. For those of you listening way, way, way later.
Into the future. And finally, with that.
What happened, Bobby, with the last game?
Well, actually, the Caps lost 3-0, but to be fair, a lot of our players weren't playing. So
was it a garbage game? Just throw away?
Yeah, it didn't count for anything because, Caps clinched the Metro.
Yeah, they clinched it.
Yeah, they clinched it hard.
Oh, clinch it.
When they played Montreal on Thursday, the 3rd?
3rd.
April 3rd, 2019.
4-3 day.
Yeah. They clinched the division, but we'll get more into
that. Thursday was the 4th, actually. Oh, we're terrible at math. Man. Wednesday was the 3rd.
My bad. So, anyway, Caps won the division, so that's a little spoiler alert for Hometown Heroes coming up. But the bracket is set. So, just quick run through the bracket. And
we're gonna run through your bracket.
Yeah. So, Calgary, Colorado got their snuck in there. So
yeah, they did.
Calgary versus Colorado in the West.
Just barely.
Yeah. San Jose versus the Kings in the West. Nashville versus Dallas. Winnipeg versus St. Louis. In the East, we have number one seed Tampa playing up against the Blue Jackets. Who?
Another team with a color name.
Yeah, right.
Blue, red.
Yeah, I know. That's weird. They're all over the place.
Yes, very true.
Anywho, Tampa, of course, dominated the season, and then Columbus went all in with their team, so I think that'll be all the series in the East are pretty crazy, and maybe I have a bias just because, you know, I pay more attention to the Eastern Conference for obvious reasons.
Yeah, you do.
Whoop, whoop.
Kappa Waps.
Yeah, and then we got Boston versus Toronto, also going to be a killer series. And then Washington ended up playing the first wild card team.
The Hurricanes.
The Hurricanes from Carolina. And then we got, finally, New York Islanders versus the Pittsburgh Penguins. So all crazy great matchups. And with that, I would like to once again invite people to join our playoff bracket. If anyone is interested, hit me in the FOP chat. I'll need your email and a $10 buy-in. The max you'll have to pay is $25. I don't want to get into the details, but basically losers each round got to kick in $5 more. The pot right now, as it is going to be $125 and growing.
Saucy.
Yeah, we have some committed people that just haven't actually paid me or jumped in. And to add to the interest, I simulated the entire NHL tournament.
Of course you did.
In the EA Sports game. Well, the weird thing is, though, I'm not sure if the rosters are up to date on that.
I don't know.
I didn't do much research before I started, but I'd like to...
We should just really start calling this podcast, "We Didn't Do Much Research."
Yeah, you know, there's a few called that. Kyle Kinane and Dave Stone's podcasts, they often refer to that. We don't actually know shit, but...
Yeah, well, it's like Bill Burr had Uninformed.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
So
the results for game one, and we'll do this as the tournament goes on and as our episodes come out, but just a little preview of this new-ish segment.
Ooh.
This is what EA Sports said. They said Calgary's going to win.
Okay.
They said...
That's one of my picks. I mean, not to shit on the Avs, but I want the Avs to win.
Yeah.
They're playing number one.
Right.
The Flames.
Cool. So we got Calgary winning, we got Vegas winning, we got Nashville winning, and we have the Blues winning.
Mm,
and that's
really
This is only game
the
one.
The Blues
though.
Aren't getting pegged.
Yeah.
Oh, game one.
Game one. So we'll
okay. Not the series.
Because I believe if we get an episode in next Sunday or whenever you're available,
yes sir,
it'll be like one or two games.
I can
in.
Do Wednesday.
Oh, next Wednesday?
Yeah, this coming Wednesday I can.
It's oh, we can do another
ones
one?
Ones after this, yeah.
Oh, okay. Groovy. Well, anyway, that'll be during one of the games.
Yeah, we referenced that yesterday.
But not one of the Capitals games, so we're good.
Oh, as long as it's not Capitals, you're all right with it?
Yeah, I'm all right with it.
Okay.
Unless you want to watch the Avs or something. But anyway.
We can
figure
that
out.
Put it in the corner.
Yeah.
We can put the Avs in the corner.
So, in the East, we have Lightning winning game one, Toronto winning game one, the Hurricanes winning game one, and the Penguins winning game one. So
wow.
All the bad guys, in my opinion. I mean, I
the
really,
heels.
I although Columbus could indeed pull a miracle, I don't think they will ultimately. But I think that series is going to be violent.
I hope so. I'm all about violence.
Yes, there will be violence.
Ultra violent.
No, what did she say? I choose violence. Speaking of something non-violent and still keeping funny.
Netball. Oh, no.
Did you hear about this? Did you hear about this?
No.
Okay.
Carlin Bay standing next to
check
comedian
this out.
Bert Kreischer. Bert, this is your second
Bert
Kings
Chrysler.
Game ever.
Hold
you
on.
Saw two Kings goals, and you were losing your... And what are you doing?
This is the greatest day of my life. Two Kings goals, second games. I've had two cold beers. I got an Uber driver, a.k.a. my wife driving me home. Listen, you're doing great, guys. Tarps off for the boys. Tarps off for the boys. I got you back. Hell yeah. Go Kings. Go Kings. Go Kings.
Go Kings.
I love the gold watch.
Yeah.
Go Kings. Go Kings. Go Kings. Go Kings. Let's go. Get that puck.
I love how Doughty is awkwardly trying to ignore.
I think that maybe you scare people sometimes.
They scare children. Yeah.
Right now. Get a shot of their faces.
So, for those of you that couldn't see that, comedian Bert Kreischer did his signature move while getting interviewed at the last Kings game.
His signature move is taking his shirt off.
Yeah, and as
and
he said...
Usually he has some sort of alcoholic beverage in his hand.
Well, that's
Tito's.
He said he had two beers in his stomach, so I think that counts.
I agree. I'm just saying.
And then...
And if you want to get more Bert Kreischer, check out The Machine or Flying Dildos on YouTube.
Well, or his special The Machine is on Netflix, too.
Yes.
And the new one, too, Secret Time.
Secret Time is... phenomenal.
Yeah, they're both really good. He's hilarious. I fucking would love to have him on, but he's a little out of our league right now.
Someday.
But yeah, so for those of you that can't see, it's pretty hilarious. He's sitting there ringside getting interviewed by this nice young lady, and then Doughty is standing on the ice trying to ignore a big fat
shirtless man.
Bert Kreischer screaming at him.
With his gold chain and gold watch.
Yeah, I think we're going to have some sound bites to add to our montage at the beginning with that one. I really, really, really enjoy it.
Sound bites.
Yummy. Good nom, nom, for nom. Your belly and other things.
Your ear bites.
Hometown hero.
Hometown heroes.
You want to kick it off with NBA?
I don't have the thing pulled up.
Oh, okay. Well, I can just say it.
Why don't you go?
I'll start with the Capitals. So, Caps win the Metro. Big deal. It will face the Hurricanes in round one, and then face the winner, or potentially, I should say, face the winner of the Islanders and Penguins in round two. Some other news: Ovi wins the Rocket Richard Trophy for the eighth time in his career, which is the most goals.
Oh, damn.
He had 51 on the end of the season. If you recall, he scored two against Tampa last Saturday night.
51.
And if you, I have to say, he has the best 50th goal highlight. One thing we forgot to bring up, he shoots the puck, it scores, and then he takes out a defender because of momentum. You know what I mean?
Oh, damn, yeah.
So it just levels a guy. So it's probably one of my favorite Ovechkin goals of all time. He is the only player with 10 seasons over 45 goals.
Holy shit.
And as we said, he hit 50, which is a milestone. And this is his eighth time. And only Wayne Gretzky and Mike Bossy have nine.
Hmm.
And side note, Ovechkin had 49 last year. So he was literally that close to to matching those guys. And then a little nod to Leon Draisaitl, who scored number 50 in the Oilers' last game.
Ooh, nice.
They shan't be seeing the playoffs. Ooh, Connor McDavid took a nasty spill in that game, too.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, he was charging the net. He got taken down, and then he just railed, it looked like his knee or his shin, into the goalpost.
Ooh.
Dude, yeah, the other goalie was, like, calling for the trainer. Like,
damn, dude.
Yeah, it was bad, and I really, really hope the best for him. If he is injured, I hope he can make a speedy recovery. I hope that he didn't really get hurt, because the guy is a phenomenal hockey player. And I got to be honest, man, I hope he gets off the Oilers, or the Oilers get their shit together, because, you know, he's pulling, dare I say, he's pulling an Ovechkin-type career where, you know, he's going to be 13 years in deep before he ever gets a real shot at the Cup.
Hey, sometimes you just got to, you know.
Right, but he's hailed as the best player. I mean, that's obviously debatable depending on who you say, but I mean, I have no skin in the game. I think he's magnificent, and let's just hope he just gets better, huh?
That's all we can hope for, man.
So tell me about your Nuggets or your Avs or something.
The Avs, they're going, you know, as we discussed earlier in the podcast, they're going to the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
And we discussed that they're facing the Flames, which that's a rough start. I mean, Obviously they're in last, you know, in the last seed, and Calgary's in first. So Calgary might have an easy time, but the Avs have been, you know, turning it up. So hopefully they can put out those Flames and douse them with some snowy water in avalanche fashion.
Nice.
And take them out. So hopefully Avs can come back and kill it.
And they'll face the winner of the Sharks and the Knights, which I think I'm going Knights on that.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, Sharks, they struck really good, but kind of petered off towards the end of the regular season. So we'll see.
We'll see. And I know the Avs had – they're waiting for somebody to come back. But
Rantanen? Ristolainen?
There you go.
It's either Rantanen or Ristolainen, and I'm sorry for being such a terrible hockey fan, but one of them's on the Sabres, one of them's on the Avs. I want to say it's Rantanen is on the Avs, but I could be completely wrong.
I'm pretty sure it's Rantanen that had the knee thing.
Yeah, and he was one of that earlier in the season, the on the line with McKinnon and Landeskog. Thank you. And they just lit up the end. They had 100 points in October.
Yeah.
That's insanity. Something
way to
like
go,
that. Ass. I might just be making shit up.
That's what we do, too.
Yeah.
We don't know anything, and then we just make it up.
Yeah. So
the glory of podcasts.
Why don't you tell us about the other team that's making the playoffs, since I can't talk about the Wizards
for the first time
anymore.
In fucking 9 years, the Avs and the Nuggets are going to the playoffs.
Both?
So, yeah. Nuggets will face the Thunder.
Yeah.
From Oklahoma. So, yeah, should be good. I think the Nuggets will do pretty good against the Thunder there.
Yeah.
Our biggest threat is the Golden State Warriors.
Right.
They're just brutal. And every matchup the Nuggets have had against them, they've wiped the Warriors have wiped the floor with the Nuggets. It's just been pathetic. So,
yeah. And I believe
that'd be the second or third round if we make it that
far.
And I don't think the Nuggets have made it past the first round ever. maybe once.
Right. Well, it's 16 teams, so there it's round two. They would play Houston or the LA Clippers, and so if they win that, they'd go round three against Golden State.
Clippers is a shitty name.
The Clippers?
Yeah.
You know it's a ship, right?
Still, either way,
yeah,
it makes me think of like toenail clippings.
You know, there was
like
a minute
fingernail clippers
where I think their logo actually kind of looked like Pac-Man, and I was like, "What is that?"
Yeah,
but it's a type of ship, so you know,
it's like the fleet. Womp womp.
Well, womp. Interesting. They used to be in San Diego, so they used to be the San Diego Clippers.
Oh shit!
And then they went the route that the Chargers just went
back to L.A.
Up
Everybody
to L.A. Yeah.
Ends up in L.A. at some point.
Tell me about it.
All right. So what do you got for us?
I got, I guess, MLS.
MLS.
Or, yeah. DC United, 3-1-1, now third in the East, so a little bit of a slide from when we last talked. And, of course, since we are officially a LAFC podcast, they are still 5-0-1. I'm not even sure.
I'm going to hitch my horse to them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
the Rapids.
So go Meg Dan. We're with you, bro.
Whoop, Meg Dan.
Yeah, so that obviously makes them number one in the West. And now that I think about it, I don't think either team played since the last time we did a podcast. So
the Rapids have played.
Oh, they did?
Because they were 0-3-2.
Oh, and what are they now?
And now they're 0-4-2.
And?
10th in the West.
Yikes. Okay.
Rough.
Nats are 3-4, not doing so hot without Bryce Harper, although I don't know if that would have made a difference because they're not really all that great of a team anyway, or haven't been. But the Rockies had their home opener against the Dodgers.
Yeah.
And it was chaos here.
It always is, I told you.
Yeah, it was Lyft driving.
It's a shit show.
And it was tight because I was right by the stadium when the F-15s did the flyover, though.
Ooh.
So that was kind of cool.
Nice.
I was like, yay, I get to be a part of it.
But I'm
driving some drunk a-hole.
It probably would have been me if I was here.
Would have been us if you were here.
Touche.
So what else about your Rockies?
They got worked in the home opener, 10-6 by the Dodgers,
yep,
who are the reigning champions. And then down 9-1 until the bottom of the seventh, and then rallied hard to get up to 6 points, or, you know, 5 runs. But still lost again last night, 11-6. So
yeah,
they're trying, but it seems like we just have no defense and no good pitchers, which that's always been the Rockies' downfall.
I mean, those are important in baseball, is what people tell me.
Yeah, I mean, if they don't score any runs, you have a way better shot of winning.
Yeah, that's,
you know,
that's very, 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 very true.
But yeah, Rockies have always, you know, kind of like the Broncos, no O-line really, and Rockies, no pitchers. So, you know, have good offense otherwise, but just can never support it with a little bit of D.
Yeah, that's a bummer. So a 10-6 loss followed by an 11-6 loss. Doyer's just rocking dingers or something. I don't know.
No baseball.
Bueno. So
baseballs.
So we're going to – no starting lineups today. We didn't have enough time to do a turnaround. Maybe if we do, or when we do one on Wednesday, we'll get back to form there.
Mm.
But currently we are tied in our team names from last week.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. My boy,
Deuces.
My boy Jack came through.
Jack.
You should vote
for me.
Giving me a vote, and then Shelby is supporting you. So
you're goddamn right he is.
We'll see how that works out. So today we are not doing a deep dive into one sport. We are doing a shallow dive into three hybrid sports.
Shallow dives, that sounds safe.
Yeah. Head first. We're going head first on a shallow dive, and we're going to kick things off with something called ice football.
Is it what it sounds like?
What do you think it sounds like?
Football on ice.
Which type of football?
Like American football.
No, it's soccer on ice. And
Do they wear skates?
We'll get to that. So this is German in origin, and I want to keep that in mind.
Okay.
That's very important.
So they engineered the shit out of this, but it makes no sense.
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, my God. Okay, so no skates. I can already tell that.
Okay, so it is literally just soccer on ice. Movement, scoring, ball handling, all identical to soccer.
Oh, my God, I love the slide tackle approach. So it looks like it's on a ice hockey rink.
It is on a Olympic-size ice hockey rink.
And then the goals are much larger than hockey goals.
They're soccer goals.
Yep. And then the dudes are wearing helmets. Full on
hockey attire.
Q-Tip sponsors them, or X-Tip.
Whatever
their
X-Tip
competitor.
Is. Yeah.
Yeah, man. They can play off the wall, so there's no out of bounds.
Indoor soccer rule. Well,
yeah. Indoor soccer / outdoor soccer, yeah. But / hockey.
So here's some basics. Okay,
hit me.
6-on-6, 7 players total on each team. So that's interesting. Only one substitute.
Oh, wow.
And you want to know why?
Why?
Because it's one period that is 6 to 9 minutes long.
That's it?
That's it.
The whole game.
The whole game.
That's the dumbest shit I've ever heard in my life.
No, I don't think anyone could stand to be entertained by this for more than 10 minutes. I think they really...
It's ADD, sport ADD.
Well, I also think...
Why do they all have such big fucking gloves?
That's a good point, right?
You don't need that big of gloves.
Yeah, only the goalies can touch the ball, like we said. I like how the ref wears nothing. He looks like a soccer ref.
Yeah.
He literally has no protection. But anywho, I think one of the reasons why is because this sport is so impractical that an entire league needs to – they probably have to do their whole season in one day to pay for renting out the ice.
Yeah, I'm actually amazed at all the sponsors and stuff for 10 minutes of your life.
That's a good point. Yeah, crafts in there.
Yeah, we definitely need to start a sport.
Yeah, I had no idea it would be this easy.
I know. Like, what are we going to do? Oh, we'll just play soccer. Where? On ice.
On ice.
On ice.
But pretty much identical to soccer. Let's rattle off some of these because we got
Did
two.
They at least have, like, little, like, grippers
Dude.
Or studs in their shoes or something?
Stop paying attention to the shoes because it's, no pun intended, the big kicker I have for the end.
Oh, sorry. I'm really trying to break this sport down visually.
No, you're doing great, but that's the big kicker. Trust
me.
Oh,
kickers in soccer.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah, you like it? So
they're at a kickoff right now, or a shootout.
This is a penalties thing. So.
Oh, man. Oh, they both wipe out the goalie and the guy
right.
kicking.
It's
Hindenburg.
It's a shit show.
And, yeah, the Fly Emirates. Dude, their sponsors blow my mind for maybe, I don't know, 1,000 people that are going to watch this shit.
Yeah, for sure. So some differences, right?
Okay.
A kickoff is more like a face-off. So two dudes just kind of charge each other and then attempt to kick the ball to one of their players. There's a whole lot of attempt and failure in this game.
I hope so.
Right.
That makes the best sports.
As we said, they wear full-on hockey pads.
And masks.
But no skates.
No skates.
Put a pin in that because that's the big reveal at the end that I wish I hadn't already teased twice. Substitutions can be on the fly, but your player can't return.
So are they, like, jumping the boards? Like hockey?
I'm not really sure. I don't know where the team is.
Okay. It looks like they're on the other. Well, they only have one sub, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So once that guy sub, uh-oh.
Oh, dude, look at that. It's giving you freaking German YouTube.
Yeah. Uh-oh. Gonna
German
be some shizes.
Yeah.
Free kicks, just like soccer, but in an out-of-bounds scenario, they can kick it over the board, which happens quite a bit. Obviously, they're wildly out of control all the time.
Yeah, I saw, like, 4 people slide into the boards.
Yeah.
Which was entertaining.
But so the free kick, instead of like a throw-in, is just like a free kick from there. Just like soccer, free kick.
Okay.
Penalty kicks happen when a legit scoring chance is foiled by a foul. All or
right.
if a defender does a handball in the penalty box. So,
ooh, okay.
In case of a tie, there's a PK shootout.
I think that's what we just witnessed.
Yeah, yeah. There's a whole lot of that, I imagine, because scoring is a bitch. And instead of skates... Instead of grippy ice shoes,
yes.
Instead of anything, what do you think is the worst possible shoe you could wear to play this game?
Adidas soccer shoes, like the Sambas.
Wrong. Bowling shoes.
They're wearing Jesus Christ on a crutch. That is pure insanity. Like, here's some wood bottom shoes. Go slide around.
Yeah, and our guru, who hopefully will come on the podcast, shout out to Nin if you are checking us out. He hammers in the point throughout this whole thing that this was created by the notoriously most efficient people in the world, and they created the silliest, most pointless, devout of skill game ever.
It's true. Like, you could have 6-year-olds play, and it would be the same as pro football players.
Probably.
Ice football players.
I think 6-year-olds would be better because they're a little lower to the ground. But I think it's...
True.
I think the sport is created out of sure silliness.
It looks like it. And they should be forced to play with the beer in hand.
That is amazing. There's our sport.
Yes, beer in hand, anything.
We could call
kickball, it dodgeball. Dodgeball, beer in hand.
We can call it Biff.
Biff.
Beer ice football.
There we go. I'm into Biff.
I like things with F because of FOP, so yeah. It's easy. We call
we
it.
We got to get another F in there then.
Well, no. The
Beer Ice Football Foundation. How are we fopping this?
I don't know.
Football. Yeah,
we just
found over penalties. I don't know.
Oh, no. I'm just saying we add FOP as the second F in Biff.
Ah.
So it's like Biff Tannen.
Okay.
So moving on, I think we're going to do a little MFK with these sports at the end of this.
Motherfucker.
But I have no murder, fuck, kill.
Oh, okay.
But I have a feeling.
I don't know what MFK was.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Not
off the top of my head. Once you said that, I knew.
I have a feeling that both of us are probably going to kill that one.
Mm. I'll kill all kinds of things if
yeah.
I have to.
Next up,
no humans.
Next up, we're
animals. Just maybe flies and cockroaches.
Well, I'll kill an elk and eat it.
I'll do that too.
Yeah. Next up, we have tech ball.
Tech. TEQ ball.
TEQ.
Tech ball.
Ball.
Tech ball. Tech ball.
A little bit of history before we kick into the video here. It started
right.
out as a training aid for pro soccer players.
Oh. Very handy.
It is a hybrid of soccer and ping pong.
Ooh. Okay.
Mm-hmm. You can play singles or doubles. We'll
like
get
it.
Back to the
specifics
on that. Yeah.
Not the state Tennessee, but like tennis.
Yeah.
Why?
Tennessee. Yes, tennis. Tennis similar. And
I'm gonna
roll some
tennis-esque
highlights here as I explain it.
Okay. So we've got guys in bow ties. Those
yeah.
are probably the refs.
And this, yeah, I don't understand.
They look very snazzy as refs.
They're
wearing very nicely pressed shirts.
Yes.
And Britney Spears microphones.
Yeah. Well, they got to have their hands free, I guess.
Hands-free device.
Yeah. Anywho, so... Here's some.
So it looks like it's a man and a lady on that one team.
Yeah, that's interesting.
And two dudes. So this is
co-ed.
Yep.
And this is doubles. And we'll, like I said, I'll get to the differences here. But let's click forward so we can see the table, because the table is
yeah,
the
let's
next
see
thing
the table.
That I talk about. So it is played on a 3 meter by 1.7 meter ping pong table that is curved upwards.
Oh, whoa.
Yeah, pretty sweet, huh?
No joke. So these are Brazilians on the in the blue team. The lady is from Brazil.
Yeah.
And, whoa, okay. So this is fucking crazy.
Yeah. And
holy shit.
This one has wacky rules. So
okay, so the table is small. It's smaller than a normal ping pong table.
Right. Like I said, 3 meters, so 9 feet by.
They can head the ball, and then, damn, they smash that thing.
Right. So soccer.
Oh, boom. Holy
that,
shit, this
oh,
is
wait a minute.
Amazing.
That's weird. I think that guy just broke the rules.
Why?
Well, no, I'll get to it. So
okay.
The
I'm
net,
pretty sure the ref would have called that, Bobby.
No, I know, but I according to what I read, that guy totally broke the rules by jumping.
Oh, okay.
So the net is a solid piece of plastic.
Makes sense.
Which comes into play. It's not an
yeah.
actual net. So it's a quote-unquote net. It is 14 centimeters high.
Mm,
the serve line
tall.
Is that line that's 2 meters behind the table.
Mm-hmm.
Also important, the ball is a standard size 5 soccer ball, which I believe is the pro size.
Yep.
And now let's get into some techniques or
okay.
how you play. So serving, there you go.
Yep.
Player,
toss up, kickball.
Yeah.
Over
well,
table. Over
well,
net.
Hold on.
Okay, hit me. Sorry.
Yeah, so not just kicking. Player must be behind the service line and within the edges of the table. So if the table extended, you have to be like standing behind it. That's why the serve line is only, you know, the 2 meters that the table is or whatever.
Gotcha.
You can use any part of your body but your arms and hands to serve. And that includes your shoulder, which is weird because
yeah.
that's a legal play in football.
Whoa,
soccer.
That's weird.
Yeah. Ball must be struck above the surface of the table. You know what I mean?
Oh, okay.
So you can't just drop kick it real low and then bam.
For the serve.
For the okay.
For
the serve, yeah.
For the rest of the game.
I think, well, there's things.
Okay. I like things.
Hitting the net is a fault. You get 2 faults. The other team gets a point.
That's like tennis. Okay.
Much like tennis. The ball must hit on the opposite side and bounce once, and then the receiving team can play the ball after that.
Okay.
So tennis again.
Tennis.
Yeah. playing. So this is pretty much receiving. You know,
I like their talking shit to flat earthers out there. It says the world is curved. Boom. In the background. I'm liking this game more and more the more I watch it. This is definitely my fuck one.
Yeah. Ooh. Well, you'll see.
Well, maybe, but.
Yeah. Okay, where was I? Okay, so serving. Each side is allowed 3 touches before the ball must cross the net to the opponent's side. Now, for our viewers.
Like volleyball.
Yes, exactly like volleyball. For our viewers, though, I need to mention that doubles and singles are not exactly the same. So if you're watching this, there's going to be some differences, and we'll get to that. The rules I'm explaining for are singles, but this match was
much. A doubles match.
Yeah, this match is a doubles match.
And they can touch the ball more than once themselves. Usually, like, you know, in ping pong, you can only touch the ball once before getting it over the net.
Yeah, you can.
And here you can, like, chest it, leg it, and then head it over.
Right. So that's an interesting thing that you brought up.
Thank you.
If you touch more than 3 times, the other team gets a point. And there's the rotation is, mm-hmm. like, 4 points. It's not, you screwed up, so we get to serve and try and score now. So
oh,
it's
okay.
Every 4 points, there's a rotation, which I might mention.
That's kind of like ping pong, though.
Is that how ping pong works?
Yeah, you usually, depending on how you play, but I think legit ping pong, you rotate serve like every 7 serves or 5 serves or something.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
I think I've always just played like whoever scored the point gets to serve.
Yeah, I think that's just like the default way, but legit ping pong, I'm pretty sure it's supposed to be like a balanced serving thing.
Okay, you ready for the nitty-gritty details here?
Yeah, hit me with them.
Okay, if you touch more than 3 times, the other team gets a point. I already said that.
Yep.
You are not allowed to use the same body part to touch the ball twice in a row.
Ah,
so
okay.
So it comes
I like
in,
that.
You hit it with, this is singles again, doubles it gets different.
Okay.
You come in, you hit it with your foot, but you don't get it back over the net. You got to use your head, your shoulder, your chest, your knee.
Okay.
I don't know if you could go left knee, right knee. Didn't really see that. But you can't double it. So that guy just did a chest to head hit, for
Boom.
Example.
Yeah.
And again, if you go over 3, then the other
Game
team gets
over.
A point.
Yeah, or a point over.
And then you are not allowed to return the ball to your opponent using the same thing twice in a row. So
okay. So like double head.
You can't go, okay, I headed it over them, they return it to you. You can't use your head to send it back.
That makes sense. Okay.
It's crazy. So if you headed the ball and it goes to the other team, it comes back and you head it again, you have to hit it with something else for it to be a legal return.
Okay.
So again, into the nitty gritty. Both of these fouls result in a point for the other team. 20 points wins a set, and it's a best of 3 to win a game. If the game goes to a third set,
okay,
the winner must get the 20 points and then win by 2.
Okay, that's ping-pongy.
Right, I think that's pretty standard. So some fouls. These are the things you cannot do. And if you do, a point goes to the other team.
Boom.
You cannot touch the table.
Okay. With your body.
You can't touch the table at all.
Yeah, okay.
The ball can touch the table. Yep. You can't touch the table. You can't touch the opponent, which is something that kind of comes into play in doubles, which we'll get to in a second.
Aight.
Because you can't cross the halfway line.
Oh, okay.
This is in singles. You cannot jump to play the ball. 1 foot must remain on the ground. That's why I was like, I'm pretty sure that. And right there.
So,
that,
yeah.
That
because she jumped and headed that shit, and they said that was a point for them.
I thought that was a weird rule, honestly. So I don't know.
Like,
but yeah, she
apparently
was
they
definitely
don't really abide by that rule.
Yeah, that rule might be.
Maybe it's like traveling in the NBA; they just don't give a shit.
I'm not really sure. According to the tutorial I watched from Nin, you can't jump and play the ball. But in this game that we are watching, they are doing that. Maybe it's a singles versus double thing. I don't know.
All right.
Anywho. What else? Okay. You cannot serve the ball outside the parallel of the table. So like I said, you got to serve like if the table was right in front
there.
Of you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The ball must always go over the imaginary line that the net creates.
Okay.
So if
you're
going
playing from a weird angle.
Yeah, if you're playing from a far side angle, you can't just boot the ball. It has to arc over the imaginary net, or at least the extended net plane.
Yes. So the Revs really have it, like, a lot to be cognizant of.
There's a lot of little details that make this game crazy. And here are some of the other things. There's a thing called an edge ball.
Yeah, there is.
If the
They're edging in this game.
Yeah, I was wondering if you're going to make that joke.
Of course I am.
It's an outside one. Not everyone knows about edging. Maybe.
That's true.
If the ball hits
the
edge of the table and is it's considered unplayable. So, again, there's a thing called a side ball that's different. If it hits the edge of the table and, like, trinkles off, no bueno. Unless the receiving team plays it, and then it's all good. So it's not an immediate dead ball, but in case that the receiving team decides not to play it, the ball goes dead and the point is replayed. So no one gets a point. Hmm. No one loses a point or anything like that.
Odd. Because in normal ping pong, you can play the edge.
It's completely,
I know it's not
inbound.
Same, but, yeah, crazy.
Right. And I think this all comes back to the fact that it's supposed to be to help soccer players improve their play style. So that guy just went left foot to right foot. So that's legit. Interesting. Cool. What else? The ball cannot hit the side of the table. So the table is like a couple inches thick, and if it hits the side, you know what I mean?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, the vertical side of the width.
Right. The depth, maybe?
Sure.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Anywho, the it's basically the same as an edge thing. Except
the height of the table.
But it's a foul.
Base. I don't know. Shit, we're terrible at explaining this.
So, no, if you have the width, which is 9 feet.
Width.
The length. Or, I mean, length, which is 9 feet. The width, which is 2 meters.
And then the size.
And then you have the 3D element. So that would be the depth. So if it hits the depth of the table.
There we go.
The ball cannot hit the side, and an opponent gets a point. So that's actually a violation, which must be a hard thing to call. But, like, if you see it, I think it's a lot easier.
Yeah, and I bet it'd be obvious.
Yeah.
Because the ball would deflect weird.
And honestly, how is it going to hit the side unless you disobey the rule of the net plane?
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Exactly.
So it's probably just a redundant rule for that. Speaking of the net, if you hit the net and the ball bounces back to you without hitting the table, it's a live ball and you can play it if you're within your 3 allowed touches.
Ooh, okay.
So
I like
if
that rule.
You go for a big old swingy sidekick and you hit the net and it comes back to you.
Mm-hmm.
You can play it. And I believe you can play the same thing twice because in the example, a guy like headbutts it and then it hits the top of the net, bounces back to him, and he plays his head again.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So I think that's legit, but that's only speculation. If you hit the net and the ball rolls over and bounces 3 times on the opponent's side of the net, it's called a let and the point is replayed.
Okay.
So I don't really understand a correlation.
That's like tennis as well. Like if you hit the net
and
it goes in on the opponent's side, that's a let, and then you get to do the point over.
Okay, yeah, that's right. You
and
know,
you could have unlimited lets as long as it's in, because you have 2 chances at serving.
Right.
If your first one's not in.
Well, this wasn't serving. This was
I know.
Okay.
I'm just using that example. But
no, that's awesome. Thank you. I forget that you were a tennis player. That actually helps because I was like, some of these are very
tennis-y.
Succinct with tennis,
yeah. Not the fucking state.
Okay. That could be one of our shirts. Tennessee.
Tennessee, not the state.
Not the state. I like that.
2 rackets with a fob cat ball.
Yeah, I like it. That's perfect. Yeah, we got some good ones. Puck Fitzberg should be our first, though.
I know. Damn it.
Each player must touch the ball. Oh, this is doubles. So each player must touch the ball once before returning the ball.
Oh, okay.
So in this case,
you got to get your other player.
If it goes to red side,
mm-hmm.
they got to hit. You got to pass it to your boy before it can go over, but not exceeding 3 touches total for each side.
Gotcha. Yep.
You can cross the center line when you're passing to your teammate only.
Oh, okay. So you can like go back and over just to pass to your teammate.
Yes, exactly.
Not to score a point.
Mm-hmm. And players, when they do this, 1 foot must be on their side of the court.
Ooh.
So you can't just
like run over there.
Yeah, and it's more. It's got to be more of a recovery thing.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So, yeah, players are allowed to switch positions during the game, which I guess in tennis you're not allowed to cross, right?
No, you can.
Oh, okay. I don't know why they emphasize that. Then
you can't really like. You're when you're serving, you know, you can't switch to be like, oh, mm-hmm. I'm not going to serve, but.
Oh, right. Yeah.
I
mean,
I'm guessing that might be what they're trying to say there, but I don't know. I don't know.
Players are allowed to use the same body part when they're passing to each other.
Okay.
So I think you can go
so
like
you could head head.
Right knee.
Knee.
Right knee.
Knee.
Yeah. Or head head. That's probably a better way to do it because then you get confused about your lefts and your rights.
Yep.
And actually, that's all we got for tech ball. I
dig it.
Freaking entertaining to watch.
It is fun to watch, and it's fast paced. It's, you know, it looks super fucking difficult.
Yes, it is definitely something that pros develop.
I mean, I can't even touch my toes and like trying to like do karate kicks. I can barely get my foot above my hip, so I'd be terrible at this game.
Yeah.
Just absolutely dog shit.
Right.
That girl's head's like, her foot is over her head.
Yeah, she just did a very, very athletic move there.
Yeah, it's like a spinning roundhouse kick.
Right.
To kick the ball, and it'd be like a smash in tennis. Like if you're coming up and smashing the ball.
That's the overhead stroke,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah, when you're stroking it overhead.
Stroking it overhead.
Boom. All right.
Yeah.
I like tech ball.
I'm a big fan. It's one of these that kind of snuck up on me. I was like, oh, this is simple. And then I'm like, wow, these the intimate detail rules really help. Although
it's kind of like kabaddi.
Yes.
Like the fact you have to be saying kabaddi the
yeah,
whole time. There's like those little things where you're like, oh, my God, that makes it so much more challenging.
Right. It's totally the shit that they added later on when they were developing it.
Yeah. And that's like the like eighth grade playground rule, fifth grade playground rule, where it's like, no, you got to be doing something else because this is just too easy for you to score.
Yeah.
Kabaddi, kabaddi, kabaddi.
Finally.
All right.
We head back to the good old US of A.
Yes. Coming
with
home.
Slam ball, baby.
Oh, yeah. Last time I was in Vegas, they were betting on slam ball.
When was that?
Oh, shit. Last October?
Okay, so it's going on.
Oh, yeah.
Still? Okay. I'm very confused about that. I tried to do a whole history section of this, but it's going to be me rattling crap off about off the Wikipedia because, like, I'm...
And I didn't understand how people would be betting on slam ball. I was just like, I was watching it, and I'm like, all right, I mean, I get it, but you must just be really addicted to gambling.
I mean...
Or a slam ball expert to be gambling on slam ball.
Right. I think it's pretty random.
Yeah.
So slam ball is essentially basketball with trampolines in the shooting gi, or, you know, the free throw area.
Yeah.
For those of you that don't know basketball, some specs on the old court here. So pulling up, it's not exactly, it's like a rounded rectangle shape. Not that that really matters.
Yeah, it could just be a rectangle, but they give you a little bit extra with that rounded edge.
Yeah, you know, I think there's a reason for that, but we'll get into it in a minute here.
Okay.
It is basketball with trampolines. I've already stated that. The court is 97 feet by 57 feet. So 97 long, 57 wide. Not sure why they chose those random numbers instead of just a solid 100 by 60. But whatever. Who gives a crap?
Because it sounded good.
Yeah. The basket is 10 feet off the ground, which is weird.
Basketball
basket. Yeah. I thought it was higher, though, just because, you know, they are using trampolines. Four trampolines are in the arc, which is basically an area that would be like your 3-point line.
I'm amazed they cannot figure out how to make an arc-shaped trampoline.
I just think that they were throwing this together in 2002 or whenever they invented it.
You're more than likely correct.
Yeah.
They weren't going to be like, oh, can we source a custom trampoline?
Yeah, I mean, that would be tricky. And also, don't trampolines have to be equilateral?
Ooh, I don't know. I mean, I've never seen them other than a square or a circle.
Yeah.
Or a rectangle, I should say. I've seen squares. But
I imagine you could probably do one that's like weird half circle.
Yeah, it's just netting.
Yeah.
You know, like tight weave nylon or some shit with springs.
Again,
it can be arced.
I think unless you're talking about professional gymnastics, no one's going to give a shit to actually make a
whole new trampoline
for custom-made trampoline.
Yeah, exactly.
So, like I said, four trampolines in the arc. So it's four rectangular trampolines, two in a row in the center, and then two on each side.
So it's like, what would that be? I don't even know.
I mean, it's
kinda
just
like
a
weird two eyes.
It's they're equal lateral.
There's two vertical and two horizontal.
Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah, and then
two in the middle are horizontal, and then the two at the top are, or the two in the middle are vertical, and the top and bottom of that have one trampoline each.
Two rectangles long wise down the center, and then two short wise around the front. Again, just Google slam ball thing.
Slam ball court. All right. Moving on.
It's 4-on-4 with 8 players on each team.
Okay.
And the game is played in 4 5-minute quarters with overtime periods in case of a tie. So I think one of the appealing things about this is quick gambling turnaround, since you said it's still being played and gambled on in Vegas.
Yes.
So I'm going to kickstart some of this going here while I explain some other things.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's pretty
violent.
Contact is allowed, and we'll get to the specifics of that later. So it's kind of cool in that regard.
Yeah, it is brutal.
Well, I mean, it's dudes on trampolines, so you're going to have to allow some contact, you know?
That's true.
So
they're flying through the air.
So there are three positions in slam ball. Position one is the stopper, and they basically stand under their own basket and try and prevent the other team from scoring.
Oh, that was sick.
Yeah.
The stopper looks like he's got a fun job.
Yeah, he basically just stands there and prevents...
tries to fuck people up.
Yeah, because... Whatchamacallit, slam dunks are a big deal in this game, and we'll, of course, cover that. But he just stands underneath the net.
All right, the announcers look fucking awesome.
Yeah, 90s, dude. This is like TRL-style stuff.
Yeah, like baggy sport coats, untucked button-up shirts, and then shaggy, crazy hair.
Yeah, I think
which is kind of my look right now.
And this was on Spike TV.
Weird. Yeah. OG Spike, dude.
Yeah, long time ago. Okay, so there's some game highlights rolling for our viewers. Cam will probably be interjecting with some visual commentary as I go through the rest. So you got your stopper, guards the net.
Yep.
You got the handler, who's the dude that moves the ball up and down the court, and he passes it basically from the stopper or whoever to the gunners, who are your scorers. Now, I'm not sure if there's a limitation on who can go where, like there is a netball, but it seems to me that
it's kind of a free-for-all from what
I
can tell.
Yeah, I mean, it looks
here.
Yeah, because the handler just went and scored in the clip that we saw. So I think that these are more, you know, like guideline positions, kind of like in basketball.
Yeah.
So, but not as like strict as, say, football. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you can't have an ineligible player downfield or some crazy shit.
Right. I think it's just how you want to do it, but, you know, you have a center.
You know,
who's your stopper, who's a primary defender, because you always want a guy back.
Guy
you know?
Just got dunked on.
Yeah.
This game is sick.
Yeah, it's definitely a fun-ass game to watch.
The one thing I'm thinking about watching this, they've obviously had to build this as like a massive platform.
Uh-huh.
Because you're jumping on that trampoline, you got to have a couple feet of travel under it.
Oh, yeah, for
sure.
So
then you got to build your court up.
Yeah, it's got to be like a wrestling.
Yeah, so you're taking out tons of seating opportunities when you're playing this game.
Yeah, and so, I mean, if you can see here, dude, it looks like your basic Betty bleachers.
Yeah, exactly. This is like in a high school gymnasium.
Or or just like outside somewhere.
Could be.
Excuse me.
Get that lung butter out, dude.
Dude, I wish I could. It's lingering.
Lingering lung butter.
So the shot clock. Once a team has possession, they have to shoot the ball within 20 seconds.
Or dunk. Or
well, right. They have to make a shot attempt of some sort.
Okay.
And it said in some games 15 seconds.
Oh, wow.
If you fail to do so, the other team gets the ball. So shot clock violation, just like regular basketball. Also like regular basketball, movement. Player can pass or dribble the ball up the playing field. Scoring. A basket made within the arc is worth 2 points. A basket made without the arc, outside the arc, rather, 3 points. And then here's the big kicker.
Ooh, I like kickers.
Or the big slammer. A slam dunk is worth 3 points.
Dude, crazy.
Smart.
Yeah, it makes... The dunk the way to go.
Well, right. Well, yeah. I mean, it's the point of the game.
Yeah, exactly.
And so with that, obviously, players are always trying to set up alley-oops and just drive to the hole and all sorts of stuff. So there's a thing called a reset. A reset is once you enter the trampoline arc, you can't bounce out and start dribbling again.
Oh, okay.
But one workaround And one thing we forgot to mention is the court is surrounded by, I would say, 6 to 8 foot hockey boards.
Oh,
that
yeah.
are plexiglass.
Yeah, plexiglass, so you can see through them.
Yeah, and you can play off of it.
Which is cool.
Yeah.
I like that you can, you know, bounce pass off the wall to yourself or someone else or whatever.
Well, that's what I'm getting to. So a reset is when you're on the trampoline.
Okay.
You abort your dunk or your pass or whatever you're doing, and then you throw it against the wall and catch it to yourself.
Okay.
And then you can continue your play, so you can be dribbling or whatever. But again, you only got 20 seconds of a shot clock.
To make that happen. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a solid 5-6 seconds.
And another thing, this one I really didn't understand because I felt like it was contradicting, but apparently the parts that aren't trampoline, like mm-hmm. the edges of the trampoline within the arc, are called the island. Or and I can't tell if they're talking about that part where the guys can stand and not bounce, or if they're talking about the whole trampoline area.
Okay.
But essentially, you can only spend 3 seconds in there, just like the shooting key in actual basketball.
I'd imagine, yeah, that is that whole the whole trampoline section would be
right,
the island.
Maybe. I think...
Right near the beach.
So, but I think they're referring to the other parts because if you're a gunner and you're, like, down there waiting for the play to come, you just can't be standing in the...
In there waiting.
Right, and you can't really be bouncing on the trampoline,
which,
I guess, either.
I mean, that is the one thing about the defender is he can... It makes sense, though, because it gives him the chance to be, like, standing outside the trampoline.
Yeah.
And then come in and try to time that jump.
Uh-huh. Which is
so,
a huge
no,
part.
No, that guy just bounced in there, like, 4 times. He's still in the center
yeah.
defending. So you can stay on the trampoline, it looks like,
oh,
as
I'm,
long as you want.
I'm sorry. This is the offensive team that can't do it.
Oh, okay.
So I think the defensive team can just chill in there.
Oh, okay.
Which that may or may not be, like, real basketball. I'm not sure.
No, in basketball,
no
neither
one can, right?
Yeah, no one can stay
yeah.
in the key for
okay.
longer than 3 seconds.
So, difference slash the samesies. Again, this is, we're watching highlights from a game that may or may not correlate to the tutorial that Nin put up.
Nin.
Yeah, I really hope we can get him on.
Okay.
He just posted a new video that would be perfect for Chainsaw if he ever comes on as a guest, but we'll get
what
to that
it,
later.
What is it, birds?
Huh?
What is it, birds?
Yeah, competitive bird watching. Wonder if that exists.
Mm-hmm.
It's got to, right?
I think it actually does.
We should gamble on that. That would be hilarious.
Who spots the first wild blue-footed booby?
The wobbler. Well, boobies are extinct.
Uh-uh. Oh. Not blue-footed boobies.
What?
Yeah, I've seen them. In Mexico, there's blue-footed boobies, and then somewhere else there is. And I was really bummed. The guy on my catamaran mm-hmm. tour that I went on to go see him, he had a dope hat that says, "I love boobies." And then it was the blue-footed booby on there. And I was like, I will give you $100 for that
yeah,
hat because it is so sweet. And he's like, no,
this
hat's really hard to come by.
Again, maybe FOP merchandise.
Blue-footed boobies.
Yeah.
I like it.
So defense, you can steal, block, or rebound to get the ball back to your team, just like basketball. The stopper defender can use the trampoline underneath the basket to stop a gunner. Right?
Okay.
They are allowed to make contact with the hand and arm, but not the rest of the body.
Ooh.
So, and it's only if you're going for the ball.
Yeah, makes sense.
So when Gunner is charging, that guy just hit it from like the furthest trampoline spot. That was dope. The stopper can jump up and just like get right in your way.
Jeez.
As long as you don't hit their body or like grab them. Contact is allowed within reason. So
yeah, it looks like if you're both going up,
yeah.
you can make contact.
Right.
As long as it's not, like, malicious.
Well, not just, like, shooting, though. So
like,
as long
oh, that was huge.
Yeah, it was a huge stop.
And that was a huge pass. That was insane.
Yeah. So it's within reason. So as long as you're not just, like, pushing a dude over and taking the ball from him, you can, like, charge into him. It's a lot more lenient than actual basketball
it
when
looks
it comes
like
to
it.
That. And then there's a thing called popcorn.
Hmm.
So popcorn is when a player deliberately interrupts the bounce of another player.
Oh, yeah.
So think about like when you're on a trampoline and you steal someone's bounce. You
yeah.
can't do that.
Really?
You got to let them bounce.
That's crazy. You'd think that would be like a good tactic. Well, I guess that's why maybe you can't do it.
Yeah, I think
it
it'd be
like
the easy way.
Tactic, yeah.
Yeah. so you can't steal someone's bounce. Some other fouls, like I said, contact is allowed. But it's illegal when it interferes with another player's ability to play. So kind of a judgment call, But yeah, like I said, you can't just like body check a dude and take the ball.
Yeah.
But you can get, you can like slap at him. Like, I don't think they really call hacks.
No.
You know what I mean?
No, you have to, like, definitely. I mean, I haven't seen a penalty yet like that. So
right.
I'm guessing there's been some very physical play. And I'm guessing they're, you know, pretty lenient judges.
Right. In case of a foul, there's a face-off.
Ooh.
Now, this isn't like a jump ball, and it's not like a hockey face-off. It's a one-on-one against the one team's stopper and then whoever got fouled.
Oh, okay.
So, essentially, what's happening right now in the clip where a guy just charges the opponent's basket and then he gets one chance to basically slam dunk.
Yeah, so it is kind of like a shootout.
Yeah.
You know, so, one offender versus the one
Yeah,
defender.
He charges the stopper, he jumps in, and
boom.
Yeah, there you go. There's some contact for you. And then if the stopper stops the point, you know, the other – whomever gets the ball, they start playing regular again.
All right.
So a little bit of history and pop culture here. Mm. Now, I apologize in advance because I'm going to be wiki reading.
Is it popcorn culture?
It's always popcorn, man.
That's where it got its name.
Yeah, sure.
Most people don't know that, is that it was popcorn culture.
Slam ball.
The movies of the 30s when they started eating popcorn.
It was created by Mason Gordon, who wanted to create a combination sport that approximated a real-life video game.
Ooh, way to go, Mason.
And the name Slam Ball is owned by Gordon's company.
Of course it is.
Upon developing the concept, Gordon approached Mike Tallon, a TV and film producer of Smallville, Wild Hogs, and Coach Carter fame. Why did they put Wild Hogs in there?
John Travolta, isn't it?
Yeah, that movie is absolute dog shit.
It's on TBS at least once a week.
Yeah.
He's made probably millions upon millions of dollars off that movie.
I mean, I would hope so. They probably had to pay him millions upon millions just to be in it.
Exactly.
After giving it some thought, he agreed to help Gordon painstakingly through painstaking thought was put into the development of the game, many different ideas and concepts encompassing everything from court constructions to team strategies were addressed, and 6 months after
painstakingly thought about all
yeah,
this stuff?
Yeah, this seems a little bit over-dramatized.
A good Coke binge, they could have worked this out in a weekend.
Maybe that was it. Maybe they just couldn't find some Coke.
Yeah, they're like, this was 6 months. No, that was just a weekend of Coke.
It was a weekend of cocaine. Court was constructed in a warehouse in East Los Angeles. Gordon tried to convince street basketball players to test his new idea. He wanted to find skilled, strong players who can compete comfortably while launching off trampolines and crashing into each other in midair.
Dope.
Five recruits: James Willis, Sean Jackson, David Redman, Michael Goldman, and Jeff Sheraton trained with Gordon to produce the first games. The original six players were a part. Oh, a different original six.
Yeah,
were a part of the first two teams: the Los Angeles Rumble and the Chicago Mob.
Mobbing.
Yeah, these two teams played an exhibition series in 2001, which the Chicago Mob won. Soon more players were brought in, including Stan Fletcher, Rob Wilson, and Deion Mays.
Okay.
So basically he tapped the and one street ball market to find players, which is
makes
pretty
sense.
Sweet. Yeah.
Because those guys can fucking ball.
Yeah. First played in L.A., the games gained some attention from the street ball basketball players in the area. Within a year, 400 people had been enlisted as potential players. Open tryouts were held, and the selection of players based upon athletic ability, body control, and court awareness started.
Wow.
Reducing the numbers to about 60 players, the first ever slam ball combine was held where players and coaches learned safety and the game's basic strategy.
Smart.
Yeah, in 2002, it made its television debut on the national network now known as Spike TV.
Yes.
Which I don't think is now known as Spike TV. I
think Spike is no longer Spike?
It's Paramount Network now, because they don't want it to just be Broham.
What?
Know? Yeah.
So dumb.
I get it, though. They just basically wanted to
So there can be a woman's channel, but there can't be Spike TV.
Well, I mean, I think they just rebranded because it wasn't doing well. I don't think it was like we need to broaden our audience. I just think like Paramount, who bought it, was like, we're going to play Wayne's World on this about 24/7 and then Bar Rescue at night.
Okay. All right, well.
It was probably business more than just like some statement. But
all right.
There's plenty of dude channels out there. Whatever. Soon after.
True. ESPN.
Soon after the debut.
Hmm. Is that like a debut?
Yeah. That's debut.
Debut.
Soon after, former Philadelphia 76ers owner Pat Croce signed as a partner, six teams, the Bouncers.
Mm.
I mean, I get the double. That's kind of funny. The Bouncers, the Diablo, or Bouncers, Diablo, Mob, Bouncers. Rumble, and Slashers, and Steel, S-T-E-A-L, played in the inaugural season. Former NBA All-Star Reggie Theus served as a co-studio host and color commentator. Real Sports, that's R-E-E-L, Sports, served as the event organizers for the new league. Slam Ball also aired on the British television station Trouble.
Damn.
And ESPN.
Going worldwide. Like, that's some traction right off the bat.
You know, I think this is one of these things, like, we're going to see with the XFL where the football might be dog shit, but the marketing is going to be phenomenal.
Yeah, it's Vince McMahon for – never mind.
Yeah.
We could go down that rabbit hole.
We will. I mean, we have three defunct football teams we can talk about, so maybe come – next fall, if we're still going strong, we'll do a special episode on the USFL, the special XFL, episode. And now the AAF. I was
already aborted.
Yeah, you know, my predictions this year are not so hot. I was like, yeah, they'll get another season out of it. Who knows? Maybe it will come back, but I doubt it.
I don't think so.
ESPN aired a feature on the league at some point, too. After the second season in 2003, Slam Ball creator Mason Gordon and Turner Television Network had a disagreement. Uh-oh,
Turner.
The league was dissolved 5 years after the league resurfaced for one more season.
Okay.
The league opened its doors to open tryouts. The first Slam Ball draft in 2002 saw Canadian Robert Wilson drafted as the number one pick ever in the sport.
That was very important, Robert Wilson.
Mm-hmm. Before the second season of Slam Ball debuted on the newly renamed Spike TV. So this is going back in time again.
Yep.
Thanks, Wikipedia timeline. Two expansion teams, the Riders and the Bandits, were added, and a new court was built at Universal City, California.
Okay.
One notable player on the Bandits was Craig Skidamus, who would later go on to co-create the video game entertainment channel Screw Attack.
Hmm. Never even heard of that.
Yeah, I thought.
And that sounds like a porn channel
right.
More than a video game channel.
In 2017, the Powerade Slam Ball Challenge took place at Hoop City, a fan interactive event at the 2007 Final Four in Atlanta, Georgia. And aired on CSTV in April 2007. In Italy, Slam Ball made its debut on Italia 1, which is like their BBC.
Okay.
I think it's like, well, maybe not like BBC, but their Italian channel. Number one on July 16th, 2007. In 2008, Slam Ball began playing for a new season to be financed by IMG. So lots of business going on here, but, you know,
a lot of businesses see potential with it.
Yeah. And interestingly enough, unlike the AAF, it's small enough and contained enough that they can probably just start and stop it
anytime
pretty simply, except for I imagine the court is such where they can't just do, oh, Chicago plays in Chicago. Yeah,
everybody plays on the same court.
Right.
Or they have to ship it across the U.S., which would be a pain in the ass.
Right. So much like my hypothesis of ice football, they probably just bust out a whole season and in a weekend.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's probably just game on.
Yeah. The league accepted application through its website for new players and coaches, and tryouts were held in three U.S. cities in April 2008. A training camp for the 2008 season of Slam Ball was held at IMG Academy in Bradenton, Florida.
From here.
From April to June of 2008, over 100 potential players participated in the tryouts, eventually leaving 64 players after an eight-team draft. The league was cut into the six current teams, so I guess it's still going on in some facet.
Yeah.
Some figures associated with the new season of Slam Ball include Commissioner Pat Croce, coaches Kenny Anderson, John Starks, Ragbid Ismail.
Yeah, Ragbid.
Yeah. Ragheeb. I think it's Ragheeb. My bad. and Ken Carter. In the summer of 2008, Slam Ball played its first season since 2003 at Universal City Walk in Universal Studios, Florida. Those of you who don't know,
California.
California. For those of you who don't know what City Walk is, it's basically a big outdoor mall by Universal Studios, and there's
shows filmed there and
yeah, it's a super touristy, like, crappy place if you live in L.A., but there's also a couple theaters there. The John Lovitz Theater is there, and
John Lovitz.
Kevin Smith used to do his
podcast there.
Yeah, one of his podcasts there.
Okay.
These games aired in a Game of the Week format on Versus beginning August 31, so obviously a Brit wrote this, and led up to the finals on CBS on the 2nd of November of 2008. In the 2008 season championship, the Slashers, led by Kevin Stapleton, defeated the Rumble.
Ooh, and rumbled. They got rumbled.
The coach of the Rumble was Ken Carter of the famed Coach Carter.
Oh, the movie.
Yeah, Samuel Jackson.
Samuel Jackson coach.
Good motherfucking basketball. Yes, they deserve to slam, and I hope they burn in hell. I don't know.
Get these slams off this motherfucking court.
That's it. This is how I talk. The season aired on Australia's One HD and Fuel TV.
Mm. All right.
Some other crap. Slam Ball launches in China. In 2015, Slam Ball resurfaced in China. Why would it resurface if it didn't go away? This is the confusing shit I hate about Wikipedia.
Well, maybe it wasn't. Maybe, like, American Slam Ball isn't, like, televised or anything. Because, mm-hmm. like, when I saw it, it wasn't, like, on a news network or anything.
Yeah.
It was literally, like, at the back of the sports bar. And I'm like, really? That shit's still being played?
Yeah.
And it seemed like it was, like, literally a kid with their phone. Like, it was, like, one camera watching.
Like, CCTV. Like, it was going on in, like, another building, like, maybe. Next door.
Yeah, maybe it's, like, you know, where they have, like, the illegal dog betting. They're like, oh, we'll just put it in this back room over here. And it's like, well, we can put Slam Ball on and have it on going on back here, and we'll let people bet.
Right above the dog fighting and cock fighting ring.
Yeah, exactly.
They just build it right over it.
Yeah, but yeah, the cockfighting and dogfighting is going on under the rings. Yeah. You'll see the people bounce off the trampolines.
After what appeared to be an extended courtship with the Chinese government and community at large, new Slam Ball facilities began construction throughout China. Facilities. Interesting.
Wow.
Eventually, the new partnership with the Chinese fucking idiot, Bobby. Created five teams to officially expand the league to Asia. Holy shit.
Damn.
Slam Ball creator Mason Gordon did exhaustive
legwork advancing the process.
Yeah, thanks.
You're welcome.
In 2015, all Gordon's hard work would pay off as Slam Ball started capturing the attention of the Chinese public.
Because they could finally dunk.
According to a report published by Vice Sports, Mason Gordon was quoted as saying, "We never left. We just needed to make the best path for us."
Hey, maybe I was just seeing Chinese Slam Ball.
You probably were.
Like I said, I was in Vegas, so I definitely was not sober, and this was on a small TV at the sports bar.
You probably saw gymnastics and then college ball and two TVs, and you're so just hammered, it just blended into one.
Going back and forth, I'm like, oh my God, this is an amazing sport. It's like that old Slam Ball game.
Yeah, there were even talks of Slam Ball college teams in the coming years.
Oh, wow.
Okay, so.
How would they get paid?
Yeah, I don't know.
Under the table.
So, yeah, these team names are kind of dog shit.
The Hombres.
Who formerly the Diablos. Kind of works.
I like the Diablos way more.
Yeah, me too. You know what sucks the most about this?
I don't.
It's so underground. No logos for me to make stuff out of.
Oh, I guarantee if you type in the Diablos.
I tried. Anywho.
Oh, they just have colors. Yeah, they didn't even have logos.
Yeah.
That's a bum hair, dude.
Yeah.
Wow. I'm amazed they couldn't even come up with logos. Like,
one
guy on the team's like, oh, I'll fucking go tag this on something or, like, draw this in a sketchbook.
I think they LFL'd it, man. So they just have generic uniforms with the team names on it. And, I mean, the LFL uniforms don't even have the team names on it. They're just different.
Just colors.
Just different star patterns or different camouflage depending on what team you're on. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so you got some Team names: Rumbles, Diablos, Bouncers, Steel, Mob, Slashers,
Riders.
Riders.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Hombres, Maulers.
Cool.
So the championships seem to abruptly stop in 2008 on the Wikipedia, but here's some fun.
Because we don't have Chinese coverage.
That's true.
I bet there's all kinds of Chinese stuff about slam ball.
I mean, if we can maybe do an extended thing about sports that were American but got popular in other things.
Ooh, there we go.
Yeah, kind of like how bandy was British, maybe.
But
probably British, and then the other sports were like, yeah, we got more ice over here.
Yeah, we'll take this one over for you guys.
So, fun facts.
Ooh, hit me.
In a King of Queens episode called Knee Jerk, get it?
Yeah.
Doug Heffernan lies to his wife, Carrie, about having a knee injury, but is ultimately caught when he finds him playing slam ball with his friends.
Jesus.
Where did they find a slam ball court in Queens?
Yeah, right? There's no room for a slam ball court.
Yeah. One Tree Hill.
Okay.
Episode, Choosing My Own Way of Life. Nathan is offered a position on a slam ball team. That does not sound like an episode about slam ball.
No.
Or not the kind of balls slamming. Yeah, never mind. The storyline ran 5 episodes and featured several actual slam ball top players.
Oh, wow. Oh, yeah, because they were like, ooh, that's that slam ball guy.
I bet that...
it was like cross-functional.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like, it's all part of the genius marketing that dude did, Mason Gordon.
Yeah.
But my favorite pop culture reference, and we'll pretty much end on this.
Okay.
Or at least with slam ball. We still got to do MFK. In the 1989 movie, Back to the Future Part 2, slam ball was mentioned as Doug J. Needle's favorite sport.
Mm.
For those of you who aren't Back to the Future aficionados, Doug J. Needles is played by Flea, and he's a rival of Marty McFly, who appears in this second movie, but in the 2015 timeline in that movie.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then
he's Flea from Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Yeah, Flea from Red Hot Chili Peppers. And then also he has a drag race with Marty in 1985.
Oh, wow.
When they both have pickup trucks.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
There's a whole thing about it.
Okay.
So, apparently,
slam ball was mentioned in 1985 before it was even a thing.
In 1989 is when the movie came out. But, yeah.
Still, before the game was a game.
Yeah. So, makes me wonder, is...
Did
back
Mason
to the,
rip that off?
Did Mason time travel and insert it into the movie as his genius marketing scheme to present slam ball...
Dude, if I could time travel,
later.
That's exactly what I'd do.
If I could,
100%, that's what I would do.
I would do exactly what Biff did and bet on shit.
I was being a smartass again.
You know what? All right, so that does it for slam ball. Pretty dope. What's your MFK for this? Which would you marry? Which would you fuck? And which would you kill?
I'm going to marry... tech ball.
Oh, okay.
Because it's co-ed.
There you go.
And then I'm going to fuck slam ball.
Yeah?
Because it's poundy, dirty, bouncy. It's all the things I like. And then killing ice football. It's just garbage.
Yeah. I'm going to say I got to kill ice football as well.
Yep.
I would probably marry slam ball.
Ooh.
And then fuck tech ball.
Why? Why are you marrying slam ball?
Because I think I would have a... I think I could watch that for longer. I think tech ball would get kind of boring.
Oh, I could have watched more tech ball. Right
really?
Away. Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Slam ball, yeah, it was fun, but that's just me.
I mean, obviously you're not Chinese.
Yet.
All right. Well, that about does it, I think, right?
Yeah, man.
Tune in on
Quick and Dirty
Wednesday when we'll do a full-on episode. Sorry we didn't do starting lineups. Go vote for my logo.
No, vote for my logo.
Vote for my logo.
Already aborted football.
it is pretty good. I just want to win. I mean, yours is probably better. Anyway, Kamish, out.
Peace.
Vote for mine.
No.
Thanks. Nice.